This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Five-party alliance organizing joint election mass gathering in Kathmandu today. Election Commission completes printing ballot papers for May 13 local level election. And media reports claim United States gave intelligence to help Ukraine sink Russian cruiser in Black Sea. Now, the news in detail. Five-party alliance is organizing a joint election mass gathering in Kathmandu today. Top leaders of the ruling coalition parties are scheduled to address the mass gathering taking place at Shanti Batika of Kathmandu. President of Nepali Congress Kathmandu, Krishna Baniya Sabuj, shared that Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba and top leaders of CPN Maoist Center, CPN Unified Socialist, Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal and Rashtriya Janamorcha would address the mass gathering. The five-party ruling political parties have made an electoral alliance as per the need of local level for the local polls scheduled for May 13. The Election Commission has completed printing ballot papers required for all 77 districts as part of its final preparations to conduct the local election on May 13, as announced by the government. Election Commission spokesperson Saligram Sharma Paudel said all printed ballot papers will be dispatched by May 9th. Ballot papers were printed at the state-run Janak Shiksha Samagri Kendra. Spokesperson Saligram Sharma Paudel added that the commission has also instructed the chief returning officers and the returning officers not to reshuffle the election officers, assistant election officers, assistant staff and tellers except for the urgent humanitarian or sensitive reasons. Furthermore, according to the e-bulletin published by the commission has asked the government to close all international border points 48 hours before the polling day and has also asked to stop all domestic traffic on the poll day. The Election Commission has further decided to send a letter to the Ministry of Home Affairs to strictly prohibit the sale, distribution and consumption of alcohol in sensitive areas from midnight of May 10th until the voting concludes. The government is preparing the budget for the fiscal year 2022-23, keeping the revival of the country's economy badly dented by the COVID-19 pandemic through production and productivity growth. An official at the budget division of the Ministry of Finance said that the priorities of the forthcoming budget include bringing programs supporting the country's graduation from the situation of absolute and multidimensional poverty into a medium-income level country, the government's policy and program, the common minimum program of the incumbent government, strengthening of education and health sectors, and construction of physical infrastructure, among others. According to the official, the budget is being formulated based on the development projects conceived in the 15th plan, a continuation of the development projects brought to achieve the sustainable development goals and the directives issued by the parliamentary committee, the government's commitment, and the views and guidelines expressed from time to time by the head of the state and the head of the government. The budget will also include provisions for strict abidance of economic discipline. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at some places in Province No. 1, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Kodali Province and at a few places in the rest of the province today. Similarly, brief rain and thunder showers are possible at a few places in the hilly region of Province No. 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province tonight. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley today was 17.4 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 28 degrees Celsius with 0.7 millimeters of rain. At present, there is an influence of local winds, a low-pressure system developed from Madhya Pradesh to the flatlands of West Bengal in India and the westerly wind in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. The United Nations has said the third operation to pull civilians from the Mariupol is due today, as more fighting was reported for control of a steelworks where the last Ukrainian defenders are holding out. About 200 civilians are also believed to be hiding in the bunkers in the plant. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in his nightly address, said Russian forces had not stopped selling the Azovstal steel plant. However, Russian President Vladimir Putin said his forces are ready to give civilians safe passes, but fighters must surrender. Likewise, several US media have reported that United States provided intelligence that helped Ukraine sink the Moskva, Russia's flagship Black Sea missile cruiser. US officials said they helped confirm the location of the ship. Ukraine then struck it with two missiles. The Pentagon has not commented, but a spokesperson said US gave intelligence to help Ukraine defend itself. The 510 crew missile ship cruiser had led Russia's naval assault on Ukraine, and its sinking was a major symbolic and military blow. Three people have been killed and others wounded in what police say is a suspected terror attack in the central Israeli city of Elad. Israeli media reported that two attackers armed with knives, axes or both targeted passersby in the park. A manhunt is underway with police setting up roadblocks and searching vehicles. The attack came on Israel's Independence Day, a public holiday marking the country's founding. The Jewish State of Israel was founded on 14th May 1948, and anniversaries are calculated in accordance with the Hebrew calendar. Rescuers in the central Chinese city of Changsha pulled a woman alive from the rubble of a six-story building 6 days after it collapsed. State media said she was conscious during her extraction just after midnight Thursday and advised rescuers how to bring her out safely. Officials said rescue efforts have concluded. While 10 people survived, 53 others died in the accident. Rescuers in Changsha used traditional methods to detect signs of life, shouting, knocking and sniffer dogs as well as drones. The survivor, brought out early on Thursday, had spent about 132 hours trapped in the debris. Chinese President Xi Jinping ordered both all-out rescue effort and a thorough investigation into the disaster. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Five-party alliance organizing joint election mass gathering in Kathmandu today. Election Commission completes printing ballot papers for May 13 local level election. And media reports claim United States gave intelligence to help Ukraine sink Russian cruiser in Black Sea. Well, that's the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.